Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, December 3rd. You'll be interested to know, 58 years ago, today, in 1967, a team led by South African surgeon Christian Barnard performed the first human heart transplant, replacing a failing heart with a donor organ in a complex surgical milestone. The achievement proved that organ replacement was possible and opened new paths for life-saving cardiac surgery worldwide. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's mostly cloudy, and it feels like 22 degrees, with 13 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:11, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:56. It looks like we're in for some mostly sunny skies today, with a high near 39 and a light west wind blowing at 5 to 13 miles per hour, gusting up to 25. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy conditions with a low around 28 and a gentle southwest breeze. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Wednesday will be at 9 with a low tide at 3:30. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 48 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, Thursday will be partly sunny with a slight chance of rain showers in the early afternoon, then a chance of snow showers and highs near 39, with west winds of 10 to 18 miles per hour and gusts up to 31. Tonight will be mostly clear and much colder, with lows near 13 and northwest winds 13 to 22 miles per hour, gusting to 33. Then Friday looks sunny, with highs near 28 and lighter west winds. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Berklee College of Music in Boston has earned impressive international recognition, landing the number 2 spot on the Hollywood Reporter's 2025 list of the world's top music schools. This prestigious ranking places Berklee just behind Columbia College Chicago, while surpassing renowned institutions like the Juilliard School and the University of Southern California Thornton School of Music. The ranking highlights Berklee's strong reputation for preparing students for careers in film, television, and other professional music industries. Notably, Berklee's screen scoring department, led by Sean McMahon, is recognized as a leading program for aspiring composers. Now on to sports. NFL Red Zone has significantly increased commercials in Week 13. So much for commercial-free football. During its 7-hour broadcast, Red Zone aired 16 advertisements, ranging from 15 to 20 seconds long. This is a notable increase from the 4 ads promised at this season's start. The telecast included 2 minutes of double-box advertisements split across game windows. In total, Red Zone aired 16 elements of sponsored content for a combined 5 minutes and 10 seconds. Fans expressed frustration on social media, with some canceling subscriptions. I did too, and I think it's time to send a message. In local sports, Jaylen Brown scored a season-high 42 points, sealing the game with a breakaway dunk in the final seconds as the Boston Celtics beat the New York Knicks 123-117 in a rematch of last season's Eastern Conference semifinal. Derek White contributed 22 points, scoring 7 in the last 4 minutes, while Jordan Walsh added 6 points and 5 rebounds in the fourth quarter. Boston has won 4 of its last 5 games against top Eastern Conference teams. Next, the Celtics will visit Washington, D.C. on Thursday night. In top news, how old is too old to shovel snow? Here is what hard experts say. As winter approaches, many people are preparing to shovel snow, which can be dangerous for those with pre-existing heart conditions. Dr. Barry Franklin noted that shoveling heavy snow can be more demanding on the heart than a treadmill stress test. Between 1990 and 2006, nearly 200,000 adults were treated for snow shovel-related accidents, resulting in over 1,600 deaths. Dr. John Osborne advised that adults 65 and older should be more cautious, especially those with risk factors for heart disease. In business news, Harvard's significant wager on Bitcoin came just before a downturn in the cryptocurrency market. The university reported nearly $500 million in crypto holdings in its last quarterly report. Although Bitcoin rebounded recently, it has dropped over 20% this quarter. Harvard could have avoided losses if it sold its holdings in early October. Currently, it stands to incur a potential 14% loss on its shares. Despite the setback, these losses are negligible for Harvard's endowment, which totals $57 billion. This incident highlights the risks of institutional investment in cryptocurrencies. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 8% to just under $94,000. Ethereum is up 10% to just under $3,100. And XRP is up 9% to $2.20. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Security researchers have discovered that Wi-Fi signals can be used to image environments and identify people with near 100% accuracy. In the future, anyone who regularly walks past a cafe or restaurant with public Wi-Fi could be identified, even without a smartphone. Researchers at Karlsruhe Institute of Technology have found that commercially available Wi-Fi routers can recognize individuals based on signal changes from nearby devices. The propagation of Wi-Fi radio waves can create an image of the router's physical environment, similar to how cameras work. This technology poses a serious risk to personal privacy, as it could allow surveillance in public and private spaces. And in entertainment news, Netflix's proposed acquisition of Warner Brothers Discovery Studios and streaming unit is expected to lower streaming costs for consumers by bundling Netflix and HBO Max, according to sources familiar with the proposal. The vast majority of Netflix users also subscribe to HBO Max. In recent talks, Netflix argued that the combination would benefit consumers by reducing the cost of a bundled offering. This move aims to address potential regulatory concerns regarding consumer choice and pricing. If successful, the deal would expand Netflix's content library, but may not significantly increase its market share. Analysts suggest that this combination could create a formidable competitor to other services. Well, alrighty, folks. It's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American author and motivational speaker, Zig Ziglar. And he said, "Success means doing the best we can with what we have. Success is the doing, not the getting, in the trying, not the triumph. Success is a personal standard, reaching for the highest that is in us, becoming all that we can be. And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.